Okay, we'll start with the Rambam now. Kol mitzvah shebe Torah, you can see in front of you. Kol mitzvah shebe Torah, bein asay bein lo taasay. Im aver adam alachas mehen, bein mizadam im mishkagah kashi yaseh tshuva v'yashu micheto, chayim lesvados lefnei akel baruchu. So says the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, that any mitzvah that we mess up with, we either it's an asay or lo taasay, it's a positive mitzvah or a negative commandment, any of those, a prohibition, right? And the negative is not a term of judgment. It's just a description. And if we mess up with one of them, any single one of the mitzvahs, whether it's bezadim or shkaga, whether we're intentionally doing it or it is inadvertently, by accident of sorts, when we do tshuva, kisha yasa tshuva, I love that terminology, because the assumption is that we're doing tshuva. It's not an assumption if you want to do tshuva. When you do tshuva, and v'yashuv mecheto, and you want to come back from that chait, you have to essentially do vidui in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need to confess the fact that you messed up. The first step to any process of changing ourselves, of working on ourselves, and if anyone's coming in now, I will blow shofar again at the very end. The first process of changing anything about ourselves is to admit the fact that something is wrong. Ask any psychologist, that they would say the exact same thing. The first step of anything that's wrong in our lives is admitting that it's wrong. If we think that it's not wrong, then it doesn't take a chacham to understand, doesn't take a wise person to realize that it's not going to get changed. What ain't broke, you don't fix, right? If it's not broken, you don't fix it. So if I don't perceive that it's broken, then I'm not going to fix it. If I think that my computer is running at capacity, it's running as fast as possible, and I didn't know that actually it was running slow, so I would never know to call someone to come and fix my computer. The second I see someone else's computer moving much faster than mine, I realize, wait a second, maybe there's something wrong with mine. It's not about speed. That's you know, mashal. But in our lives, it's not about speed. Some of us take longer to do things than other people. That's not a form of being broken or incorrectness, chas v'shalom. But in our own lives, sometimes we don't even realize there's something wrong. It takes actual examination to realize something's wrong. So kisha yasa tshuva, when you're up to the stage of doing tshuva, first you need to do the assessment of, hey, is there something wrong in my life, something that I need to fix? Now I'm ready to do tshuva, yashuv mechadam, and I want to return from the sin, right? So then the first thing I need to do is, not the first thing, there are four steps of tshuva. One of the major steps we're pointing out right now is vidui, is essentially admitting it with words, right? So let's take a look in the psukim. Shneimar isha isha ki yasu goimer. They have to explicitly confess this. We use words to do this. It can't just be internally. I say to myself, there's something wrong here. Because our minds play with our own minds play games with our own minds. We can't just be that in our own minds. We say, oh, there's something wrong here. I need to fix it. That's a very important step. And it doesn't even need to be speaking to anybody else. You don't need to talk to anyone. No one else needs to know. Some of these chataim are intended to be your own personal fight. It's your own milchama. It's not a milchama that you need to share with the whole world. It doesn't have to be a public affair. It doesn't need to be something posted on Instagram or social media. It needs to be something that I'm working on personally. But if only way I can do that is to say, I messed up in this area. And to say it in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, say it to God. You don't say it to any other person. Say it to God. Vidui is a mitzvah asay. This is a mitzvah asay. And perhaps that's the mitzvah of tshuva. Vidui is the mitzvah of asay. We give a lot of negative press to another religion that the entire process of tshuva is just simply saying that you did something wrong. Confessions, right? Confessions, are the entire entity of that. That's not what we're referring to here. The vidui is not the entire entity of tshuva. It is one major piece of tshuva. In fact, it allows us to actually take that process, lashuv, to return. You can't return somewhere unless you have an idea of where it is you need to be going, or it is a place you need to leave, right? Lashuv means I'm going somewhere, but I need to know where I'm coming from, where I'm going to. And the only way to do that is to actually verbalize, I messed up. I'm not supposed to be in this place right now. I need to head somewhere else. Ketz and mitzvadin, how do I do this vidui? Omer ana Hashem, chatosi avisi pashati lefanecha v'asisi kach v'kach. V'hari nichamti u'boshti v'masai. V'l'olam eini chozer l'dover zeh. So there are a number of steps here that you are saying when you're talking about this tshuva. I'm sorry, the vidui. Part of tshuva. Say, God, Again, who are you talking to here? Anu Hashem. You're not talking to a person, a random person. Again, it could be helpful. You go to a psychologist, talk to a person about the issues. Go to a role model in your life, a teacher. You can go talk to them about how to fix something. But the vidui that we're referring to here is not about going to your friend and saying, oh, I messed up in this area and it's something I need to do. Okay, it's beautiful to, you know, to encourage other people as well and to encourage yourself. But really the true tshuva and the real true sense of busha needs to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chatasi avisi bashati. I messed up in this area. I sinned. The fanecha, in front of you, right? As if it was bad enough that I did it. I did it standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, when we say this in the morning, we wake up in the morning, take a look at the first siman in Shulchan Aruch. When we wake up out of the bed in the morning, we have to imagine if we were in front of a Melech Basar V'dam, in front of a human king, we would jump out of bed in a second. How much more so if we're out of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? And if I'm constantly thinking about who it is I'm standing in front of, then I would never sin. And it's a lapse of judgment, but it was always Lifanecha. I was always standing in front of you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I did the following things, and I explicitly going to say what it is that I did. I have charata over the fact that I did this. Important step. I don't only know that I did it, that's an important, but I also feel badly about it. I'm embarrassed about the fact that I did it. It's not enough just to know you did something. It's important to know I did something and I feel bad about it. I have busha about it. Where does busha emanate from? Busha emanates from, there's a certain expected norm, the way that I act in front of someone. I act differently and I feel embarrassed by that. That's where busha comes from. In addition to vidui, I'm now making, right, again, I have busha, I have charata. I'm leaving aziva sacheit, I'm leaving this sin. I'm not sticking around. I like to think about the mashal of I don't have a reservation at the same restaurant for next week. You know what I'm saying? Aziva sacheit means I not only recognize that I ate at the wrong place. I'm not talking about eating, obviously. I'm saying, right, the sin. Imagine the sin is eating at this restaurant. I ate at that place. I recognize I did it. I'm committing to not do it again. And yet, somehow, in the back of my mind, I have a reservation for a table or two at that restaurant. I can't have a reservation at the sin to go back to that sin later on. I need to, mamash, aziva zachayt means I'm leaving the sin and I have no intentions to go back. I might, chas v'shalom, I might, and I might take a step in the wrong direction, and there's nothing wrong with that, that's being a human being. But at the moment of saying I'm doing tshuva, you can't have a reservation, you can't have a ticket back to the same location you were beforehand. So we said again, charata, we have aziva zachayt, we have vidui, and we have a kabbalah l'asid, right? I have a kabbalah that I'm going to not do this anymore. I'm going to commit myself. I'm not doing this anymore. I don't intend to go back. I'm not going back there at all. That's the ikra of vidui. And if you do any more, it's even better. It's like anyone that sits there all night, right? It's easier somehow at night of Sibrisit Mitzrayim to stay up really, really late and talk about the story of Mitzrayim. That's a reza meshubach. The Rambam says the same terminology, a reza meshubach. If I'm sitting there, I'm sitting there and saying more and more and more about the fact that I did something wrong. And what does that mean? Ultimately, it means thinking about, well, how did I get there? How did I get to this sin? What brought me to this place? What were the feelings I had internally or the emotions that I was expressing at the time that brought me to that experience of doing a chait? When I got angry at someone, how did I immediately respond to that? I ate something I wasn't supposed to. Well, what was it that brought me to that place in the first place? What were the decisions that brought me? Avera Goras Avera. What were the other things that brought me to get there? And how do I stop getting there from the outset? Hareza Meshubach. We spend a lot of time talking about the whole story of Tzitzit Mitzrayim, and this happened, and that happened, and this happened, and that happened. We could just tell the very simple story, four psukim, and the whole thing is done. We went down to Mitzrayim, we left, we davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and when we left. Beautiful. But we sit there, and we talk about all the details. Dam, Svardeya, Keen, Nimar, we don't need that. Just say that 10 mak was done. Why do I need to go through all the explicit details? Because by Pesach, it helps me appreciate HaKadosh Tov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, if I can appreciate what got me to my sin, I have a much better chance at fighting it next time. It's a much better chance as opposed to, okay, I messed up, I did it. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. That's ikur of vidui. To say exactly what he said beforehand, that's ikur of vidui. But if I do more, I raise a meshubach. That's praiseworthy. Al Shigasan Al Azadonan. And I love this part of the Rambam here, right in the first part of halacha. By the way, I plan to be done in 3 minutes, just in case you're wondering how long I plan on going for. Hopefully, be done by 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Says the Rambam, and all these people that brought chataos, rashamos, they brought these karbanos. And again, and you may be thinking in your mind, wait a second, I'm only doing tshuva in a minimum way. There was an ideal way of doing tshuva, they're bringing karbanos, and that was the ideal way of doing. I could bring a chatas, I bring an ashram, right? Because I messed up with these karbanos. These are the ways that don't think that your tshuva is any less. You know why? Because when they brought those karbanos, the kapara, the forgiveness, did not come. They still needed to do tshuva back then. So don't have a chalisha sadas. Yes, we should have a chalisha sadas. We come out of the 3 weeks, came out of the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, we still have a bris midrash. Plenty of chalisha sadas about this. Plenty to feel badly about. But not internally about your own tshuva. Don't think your tshuva doesn't count because it is we don't have the... Again, it would be better if we had the bris midrash. But they also had to do tshuva. They still had to do vidur devarim even when they brought the karmanos. It wasn't like that was a quick fix. It was better, maybe. We want the karbanos. We want to go back to the base of English. We want to have the relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. But I still need to do tshuva and vidui then as well. Shnemer is vada asher chata Allah. So do it then as well. Go by there. V'chein kol mechiyav v'misus beistin or mechiyav v'malkus. Even if someone was going to get killed by misus beistin because they had punishments, or they were getting punishments of lashes, even in those cases, you would think, oh my gosh, that's what I need. I need to get punished for my avonos. That's the only way to actually get forgiveness. And there used to be punishments. I don't have the punishments anymore, so maybe my tshuva is not worth it. The kapara didn't come. The atonement didn't come. When the person was killed or when they got the malchus, they still need to do tshuva and vidui. It was still a piece of the puzzle no matter what. And this now brings us a whole other entity of tshuva, is that a person damages their friend, the person between another person, right? You damage your friend, you hurt someone, or you damage their property. Even if you paid up for all the things you damaged, mashu chayev lo, I was chayev $500 and I paid the full $500. Ain no miskaper, you still don't get kapara atonement. Add what? It's every form of kapara, every form of tshuva, every form of chait that I need to do comes along with the necessity to tshuva and vidui. It is not only because we are living in times where we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, not only because we don't have the batei din that we used to have. Those are all things to atone for. Those are all things to it's all because of our chatoim. But we can still do tshuva, and we can still do vidui today as well. That's the Rambam's important first message of all of Hilchos Tshuva, the necessity of vidui, the necessity of tshuva, and the necessity to do it no matter what time or place or when you're doing any actions. We'll do tshuva for one more time, and we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem with the second halach and Perek Aleph tomorrow.